Welcome to Deloitte Global Insights, a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Deloitte Global Insights is an audio news podcast that looks at important cross-border issues that affect the global business community. I'm Stephen Easley, and I'll be your host for today's program. Let's get together. Crowdfunding portals bring in the bucks. Part of a series examining the 2013 TMT predictions. Each year, the Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited Global Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Group looks at trends for the coming year and its series of predictions. This is the 12th year for predictions, which are compiled from conversations with TMT companies, industry analysts, trade organizations, and Deloitte member firm partners and senior practitioners. Today we'll be discussing Let's Get Together, Crowdfunding Portals Bring in the Bucks, with our guests Duncan Stewart and Stephen Harrington. Duncan is director of TMT research for Deloitte Canada and is co-author of TMT Predictions. Duncan, you've joined us many times here at Deloitte Global Insights. Good to talk to you as always. Great to be back. And Stephen is based in Toronto. This is his first time joining us on Insights. He's a senior consultant with Deloitte Canada and recently co-authored Canada Works 2025, which is a paper that proposed industry and policy responses to challenges related to the future of work in Canada. And Stephen, I checked out the report on the Canadian site. Very dynamic, so kudos to you and team. And thanks for joining us today on Global Insights.
Thanks for having me.
All right, gentlemen, let's start with the basics. Introduce our listeners to crowdfunding portals and tell us what Deloitte predicts for 2013.
This is an industry it's been around for about 5 years now, and a portal is, of course, a website. And what does crowdfunding mean? It's simply a way that a group of people, tens, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people get together and they put relatively small amounts of money, maybe $10, $100, $1,000 in some cases, into a giant pool. And out of that pool, a larger amount can be raised, $100,000, $1 million, in a couple of cases, even in the tens of millions of dollars. The idea is that a whole bunch of individuals, by pooling their funds, can do something with that money. It's more complicated than that, but that's the start. And the real insight, I think, in our Deloitte 2013 prediction is that this market is growing at hundreds of percent in the last couple of years. It will be a $3 billion market, we believe, in 2013.
Wow, that's a pretty cool concept. And Stephen Harrington, are there different types of crowdfunding portals, and what kind of sizes are we talking about?
Yeah, certainly not all the portals offer the same structure for projects and investors. Surprisingly, the largest is consumer lending. It's about half of our prediction at $1.5 billion, roughly. And, of course, that market requires a payment of interest, as you would expect with a standard loan. Reward portals are next in size at about $400 to $500 million. And these portals offer usually a finished product or a gift or maybe a producer credit on a movie in return for people supplying these micro bits of funding. Donation comes in at around the same size, and this is a charitable model of portal. As you can see, there are a lot of varieties. And for these charity models, the benefit is that they can try to build funding for direct projects as opposed to a much broader idea. And then those that invest can follow those charitable projects. What might be most surprising is that the equity portal comes in last, and it is currently the smallest.
Yeah, it's funny that you say it's the smallest, because I don't know a ton about crowdfunding portals, but it does seem that when I read about them, that's the one that I hear the most about.
Yeah, it's certainly the wild card, and it's the one that's generating the most excitement in the market right now. But, of course, there are a lot of rules around investment and who is allowed to invest directly in, you know, projects or in startups. The U.S. and Canada right now are looking closely at regulations around crowdfunding. If they have some sort of breakthrough or innovation in regulation, we could really start to see tremendous growth in portals over the next couple of years. On the other hand, if we get bogged down in new regulations around crowdfunding, that might really slow down the growth of this particular type of portal. You know, one thing I find quite interesting about the crowdfunding movement, if you will, is that there is a kind of democracy and fairness in the portal-based system. Anyone can apply. Though it's open for debate, some might say that traditional venture channels aren't open to everyone by the virtue of the fact that there are a few venture capital players available and a potentially massive innovation market. they can't possibly see and test every idea. But with access to the internet portal, suddenly there's a new opportunity for many new and innovative ideas to hit the market.
And Duncan, this all sounds really exciting, and the prediction goes into even greater depth about some of these different types of crowdfunding. But the question that comes to mind is, so are you predicting that this crowdfunding is going to replace more traditional venture capital markets?
Not at all. Even in the lending, in the peer-to-peer lending, the global lending market, consumer lending market, is probably over $100 billion, and the crowdfunding portals were about $1.5 billion, so maybe 1-2% of that market. In the venture capital market, if the regulatory changes that Stephen discussed do get passed in Canada and the U.S., we could see the equity crowdfunding portals grow significantly, let's say to $1 billion. But global venture capital is about a $40 billion a year industry. So once again, a relatively small part of the industry, even if equity crowdfunding did take off in a big way. And it's important, I think, not to view it as a competitor to traditional venture capital. Most venture capitalists, in fact, have very large funds, hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, and their favorite time to make an investment in an early-stage technology company is when it has products, when it has revenues, when they are doing $20, $30, $40, $50 million venture capital rounds, because that's where, as a VC, you get the most bang for your buck. On the other hand, funding those first rounds, the $500,000 or million round, is something that venture capitalists do but may not particularly enjoy. We actually believe that should the rules change around equity crowdfunding portals, that we think that individual retail investors could in fact fill a bit of a funding gap at those sort of Series A rounds, those half million and million dollar rounds, which would then essentially provide proof of concept for technology ideas, which would then be validated by the traditional VCs in larger funding rounds later on. So we think that this is in fact a win-win, and that we could see VCs working hand-in-hand with crowdfunding portals in 2013 and beyond.
Great stuff, Duncan. It sounds like a really exciting opportunity both for individuals to contribute, but also something that really might be able to benefit a wide range of organizations out there. So thank you so much, Duncan and Stephen, for educating us today and for joining us here on Deloitte Global Insights.
Well, thanks for having us on this year.
Thank you.
As a reminder to our listeners, you can watch videos, listen to more podcasts, take polls, download the predictions themselves, and more at www.deloitte.com/predictions2013. Please visit www.deloitte.com/global for more on Deloitte member firms' involvement in this industry, as well as other industries and service lines. You've been listening to Deloitte Global Insights, the program that looks at today's important cross-border business issues. We want to hear from you. Contact us with your feedback or suggestions for future podcast topics, and find Deloitte Global Insights at www.deloitte.com/podcasts. This has been a production of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited. Thanks for listening, and goodbye for now. Deloitte refers to one or more of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited, a UK private company limited by guarantee, and its network of member firms, each of which is a legally separate and independent entity. Please visit www.deloitte.com/about for a detailed description of the legal structure of Deloitte Touche Tohmatsu Limited and its member firms.